With all that being said, let's bring in the man with hopefully a decent plan. Pat Pagano, good morning, Pat.
It's like a Monday.
It's worse than that because it's like a Monday and it's Tuesday, and that's what makes it worse.
Well, you know, there's nothing worse than trying to train somebody and something goes wrong.
What happened?
We had a problem with Word. It would not paste documents. So I'm trying to teach our new guy, Jamie, you know, how to do all of this stuff. And, you know, it just threw me for a loop. So I finally figured it out, but I had to, you know, actually go into Windows, change configurations and all of this other stuff. But it's finally working now. In the meantime, thank God the weather's nice, sunny and warm and dry, 75 to 80 today, clear tonight, 55 to 60. We go into Wednesday with a partly sunny sky. It's going to be more humid, and some thunderstorms will develop later in the day into Wednesday night, 80 to 85. There'll be some scattered showers around Thursday, mid-70s, sun and patchy clouds, mid-70s Friday, and it looks very nice Saturday with high 75 to 80.
Well, you know, this morning it was, once again, 51 when I left the house. The other morning, 49. One morning it was 47. So I'm actually wearing sweatpants this morning.
It's chilly. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen people, you know, up at the lake in the morning. It was in the upper 40s as well. And I've seen people, you know, everybody walking around shorts, you know, up there. They're not going to give into long pants just yet.
Well, you know, my furnace is off and it's going to be off for quite a while. But when it gets down to be 49, you know, 47 outside, the inside of my house, because it doesn't get that much sun during the day, the inside of my house gets down into like the 59, 60 degree range, and that is chilly.
I would think so.
It calls for starting the shower off 20 minutes ahead of time, shutting the doors to the bathroom, so you get it nice and hot, so it's not uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's face it, 2 weeks away from the beginning of fall.
I know.
You realize that, right?
I realize it every morning when I come in, and I have to have high beams on to drive to work. You know, it's just darker and darker and darker.
It's unfortunate, but that is the name of the game. And, you know, the only system we are watching this week is up front, and that will come in late tomorrow and move out sometime Thursday. Hurricane Larry is out there in the central Atlantic. He's going to pass just east of Bermuda and then turn northeast out into the Atlantic. Only thing he will do is produce some large swells here along the New England coastline. So that's that. There is a disturbance in the Yucatan that could develop into a depression and affect the Gulf coastal areas. We will continue to watch that for you closely.
Yeah.
After all, you know, this Friday is actually the peak of the hurricane season. Friday is the peak. Yep. They like those apples.
Well, you know, I look at all this news coverage of what happened in Pennsylvania, what happened in Jersey, what happened in New York City, and I think about what you've been talking about since you've been on the air, whether it's 10, 12 years, whatever, is that our major cities are just not prepared for what's going on now. And folks, I know you're going to, but it is climate change, that we have more extreme weather, and it happens at the damnedest times. And now it's too late to do anything about that. So now we've got to, as a country, spend billions of dollars to rebuild infrastructure to protect these cities as long as we can.
Right. Right. That is absolutely correct. And we have to, you know, reduce the fossil fuels and everything like that right now. Otherwise, we are going to be in trouble.
You know, even in Louisiana, where New Orleans got off pretty good from that storm, but they had a million people without power. Once again, a lot of deaths in the poorer parishes. You know, it's as a country, I don't know how much more we can sustain spending billions and billions of dollars every time a major storm hits.
No, that's the truth. And we said it, like you said, a long, long time. The extremes are now the normal.
And, you know, what can you do in New York? I mean, you've got everything underground. So your sewer, basically, when the sewer overflows, what does it do? It dumps into the subway system.
Right.
The subway system then regurgitates it up into everything else.
Yep.
It's just a horrible situation. And the people who died in apartments that shouldn't be in basements, it's just a staggering, I think it was 21 people. That's just a staggering toll. I mean, it's amazing.
I listened to, for a while, I listened to the mayor of New York City. This is over the weekend. And I heard him say, you know, yeah, there were watches and warnings out well in advance. But, you know, we were not ready for that amount of rain, blah, 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 blah. I don't know why you aren't. Because you know what? Every TV forecaster that I looked at, specifically in New York City, that goes without saying the radio, everybody was saying 3 to 6 inches, locally more. Okay. You can't predict. I mean, let's face it. You cannot predict. If I said to you, Marshall, tomorrow night, there's going to be thunderstorms moving in. And I'm going to tell you, Marshall, that between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m., you're going to get 2.75 inches of rain. But you're going to get it only over Pittsfield, Mass.
Yeah.
You say, oh, isn't that a great forecast? We cannot do that, folks. Yeah. We cannot do that.
You put out general warnings for areas. Yeah.
That is it. And it was out. The flood watches were out on Monday for Wednesday.
Yeah.
The National Weather Service was so far ahead with this. And now he's going to inaugurate new weather warnings?
They don't listen to the regular weather. They make fun of them. You know, a weather advisory is issued. People said, yeah, well, the last storm missed. They forget what advisories and warnings are all about. They're not certainties. They're preparing you for the worst so you can prepare for the worst and hope for the best. That's all they are.
That's all they are. And I mean, again, everybody, if you looked at the Weather Channel, I'm talking, you know, now, even the Weather Channel, was showing that, you know, the very, very heavy rain over the area. I mean, I don't want to hear it. I thought the forecast was handled very well.
Yep.
Again, we're never going to be able to predict how many inches of rain are going to fall, in what hour, and where. There's just no way that's ever going to happen.
And especially now where things that look inconsequential on the weather map, all of a sudden in 5 minutes, with the way the climate is, they explode into change into different things. It's
exactly.
Just really, it's everything now is, you know, you can forecast and you can predict ahead of time, but until the event's there, and people have got to just stay on their toes and not blow all the stuff. That's the problem with this country. They blew off COVID-19 when it first starts. They blow off the obvious change of weather patterns. And it's not only here, but it's across the world. People have to go back into taking these things seriously. They really do.
They really do. You're absolutely right.
You know, in the Midwest, when tornado warnings are issued in the Midwest, those people take them seriously in the tornado belt. They take them seriously. They still have death and carnage, but they take them seriously. And if they happen to miss getting hit, they praise the God, but they take them seriously, and they go
to their storm cellars and things like that. You're right. You are so right. Well, you know what? Sometimes it takes this to let people learn.
I don't know. It didn't look. You would have figured Sandy would have irked some response.
I was just going to say that.
You for gosh sake, Sandy. How many years ago was that? 9, 10, 7? What?
Something like that. I think, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
They should have started preparing then.
Yeah, wake up. But, you know, it's always this way, you know, because the mayor doesn't want to accept the blame for anything. You know, he doesn't want to accept the blame for anything. I saw people this morning, I was watching the news before I came into the weather center, saw people screaming and yelling down in New Orleans that nobody has come to help them. Is that the case? I don't think so.
I just don't know. I remember the first quote that the new governor of New York made after the following morning of all the heavy rain was, we never knew this was coming. And, I mean, everybody in broadcasting and everybody in the newspaper said, well, you can't say that. You knew it was coming. You knew the potential for it was coming. You might not know exactly where it was going to hit, but the potential for this was coming. Everybody knew that.
There's no doubt about that. You are so right.
Yeah, that's what we talk about. We don't talk about fact here. When the National Weather Service, I say this because as a radio station, we are required to carry those bulletins, okay? Required. It takes over our programming, which is good. But it's no good if people don't take them seriously. That's no good at all.
You know, I've heard some people say up at the lake this weekend, oh, they always have tornado watches out. Oh, they always have flood watches out. So you see, like you said, people, they hear one ear, out the other. Until something happens.
Yeah. Well, at least we're going to have the rest of this week into the weekend where we don't have anything major that looks like it's going to show up.
I don't see anything tropical, and that's the big thing right now. Tropical, tropical, tropical. So I don't see anything tropical, and we'll keep you posted.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.